This weekend, serial killer Michael Ross could become the first person executed in New England in 45 years. Connecticut's Attorney General Richard Blumenthal has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to lift a stay on his execution. It's the last obstacle to Ross becoming the first person to be put to death in the region since 1960. Av Harris of member station WNPR reports.
45-year-old Michael Ross will be injected with chemicals that will sedate him, paralyze his muscles, and stop his heart. Ross could still stop the execution if he decides to appeal his sentence. So far, he's chosen not to. Ross has admitted strangling 8 young women from eastern Connecticut and upstate New York in the 1980s. He raped all but one of his victims, the youngest of whom was 14. Now Ross is volunteering to die, even though he says he's opposed to capital punishment and would accept a life sentence if offered. In this interview with a state psychiatrist videotaped last month on death row, Michael Ross explained why.
The day I was sentenced, Mrs. Shelley, the mother of one of the girls, I saw on television, her on television that day, and she was crying, and she said that every time we come to court, it tears open our hearts again. I want this over one way or the other. And I said to myself, that's what I'm doing.
Since 1987, 2 separate juries have sentenced Michael Ross to death, and there's no evidence to question his guilt. In Texas, inmates such as Ross are put to death on average almost every 2 weeks. But Connecticut is one of only 2 New England states to have capital punishment on the books, and this is the first execution here since Dwight Eisenhower was president. Richard Dieter of the Washington, D.C.-based Death Penalty Information Center says New England states are more hesitant about the death penalty.
That, I think, ultimately is reflected in courts being willing to give a second hearing to an inmate or to reexamine something from before, and legislators might write stricter laws making it harder to impose. And all of these things add together to either prevent or at least slow down executions, and then they become rare.
The fact that it's happening at all in this solid blue state is no surprise to people like University of Connecticut professor Ken Dautrick. Dautrick runs the university's polling center and says over the last 10 years, public support for capital punishment has held steady at about 60% in Connecticut. When asked about supporting the death penalty for Michael Ross, Dautrick says that number jumps to 70%.
Clearly, people in the state are saying that they want the death penalty on the books, and they want to be very selective in terms of who it gets applied to. But if it should be applied to anyone, it should be applied to Michael Ross.
But Dautrick says the poll numbers should not raise fears expressed by death penalty opponents that executions in Connecticut will become more common. The execution of Michael Ross has certainly spurred debate on capital punishment among Connecticut lawmakers, and Richard Dieter of the Death Penalty Information Center says many times politicians take the popular position of favoring the death penalty, but never expect to actually execute someone.
They now know that executions are real, that you can't really have it both ways. Michael Ross's case is, if anything, about whether death should be used as a punishment.
On Monday, Connecticut's legislature is expected to debate the future of capital punishment. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris in Hartford.